Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. A national talk show host says America has a sexual problem. That's the headline. In one moment, Sam Rohr, a national talk show host and former Pennsylvania state senator, will join me to explain the national sexual problem.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
As we look at our world today, we look at what's going on in Hollywood, the sex scandals there. That's even filtered over into the media, and some of the key media people accused of sexual activity. But it's also gone into the United States Congress. Boy, this is a sad commentary, isn't it?
It is indeed. I really do believe that I've not heard publicly the right biblical response to this. People are upset. They're pointing fingers. Everyone is concerned, as rightly they ought to be. But if I back up, Jimmy, and look at what this is, I really believe that what we are witnessing from a very big perspective is a culture who have become guilty of idolatry. A sexual adultery in the Bible is idolatry. It walks together. And when that happens as a nation, God turns, particularly a nation who once known the God of heaven, turns their back and worships the creation, worships those things made by men's hands instead of God himself. Ultimately, you will find leaders who are in positions of authority who reflect that idolatrous nature. And I think that's really what we're seeing, and is perhaps is the bigger picture, that as I'm looking at this, I'm saying, boy, oh boy, this should be something that hearkens all of us as believers, as the pulpit, back to the Word of God and saying, all right, we've got a problem. It is now becoming indisputable. Now, what's the solution? And that really takes us back to the Word of God and Jesus Christ as the only redeemer of the souls of mankind. What's happening now, I think, that is of interest is that for some reason, and it just probably is because God is permitting it, these things are now beginning to come to light. And to that extent, that is a good thing, because if justice is done, then there's a good thing. But Jimmy, it's been there for a long time. I believe we're just beginning to see it come out in reality. Unfortunately, I think it's the tip of the iceberg for what, if all is revealed that has been covered, is revealed, it'll be even further astounding to the American people.
Sam Rohr with the details behind the national sex scandal. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Sam Rohr hit the nail right on the head when he said that America has turned its back on God to worship the creation instead of worshiping the Creator. That's Romans chapter 1. That same passage of Scripture says that God will turn his back on humankind. That's Romans chapter 1 and 2 Peter chapter 2. This is tangible evidence of the end of time scenario that is found in Bible prophecy coming better into focus. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...